Artificial insemination became popular on Wisconsin dairy farms in the 1940s. In the early days, breeding companies would load up airplanes with small coolers filled with semen, fly over a customer's farm, and drop off the cooler with a tiny parachute attached. Today, farmers can page through catalogs and look through websites marketing livestock semen and embryos.
If you look at our website is very technologically advanced. You can go in there and find out any bull that's ever been produced or produced semen in the world.
Joel Grosskreutz is president and CEO of Accelerated Genetics, the oldest and one of the largest genetics companies in the world. At its production facility in Westby, Grosskreutz enters a barn with about 70 elite bulls in their pens, their big black eyes darting towards him. 2 or 3 days a week, the staff collects semen from each of these bulls. Prices vary, but good semen can go for around $1,000. Grosskreutz introduces a 2,700-pound Holstein named Trump.
Look at the mass on his neck. You can pet him if you like. He's pretty comfortable.
He says they were able to tell early on that Trump had a lot of desirable traits, like high milk production and strength. The bull is popular, and his genetics have been sold around the world.
He's actually produced over 800,000 units, and our goal is to get him to over 1 million units. That's in our industry, to get a bull that's had to produce 1 million units. That's very, very, very unique.
Safety was the big reason why farmers moved to artificial insemination. Bulls are powerful animals with raging hormones and have killed countless people on farms. Accelerated Genetics Director of Veterinary Services, Dr. Charles Brown, says there's another reason many bulls have left the farm.
It was a way to ensure that the bull was not a vector or a carrier of diseases to that farm, which was quite common in natural service then and can still happen now. So the AI business grew, one, out of safety and out of disease control. And in order to sell it, we've added genetic selection for better quality animals.
So as a farmer searches a catalog or a company's website, he or she can decide if they want to purchase genetics from a cow that has high milk production, a long lifespan, or small calves. Selective breeding and genetics, along with diet and management, have created livestock that is considered more efficient. Dr. Glenn Gilbert is vice president of production for GenX Cooperative, a genetics company based in Shawnee.
If I roll the clock back 20 years, the average dairy cow perhaps produced 18,000 pounds of milk with a given amount of feed. Today, she'll produce 24,000 pounds of milk with actually less feed than what she did before.
Back at Accelerated Genetics, president and CEO Joel Grosskreutz says farmers have to do more with less, especially as the demand for meat and dairy skyrockets worldwide.
You know, in 2050, we're going to have over 9 billion people. So they're going to have to, we're going to have to feed them somehow. We're in an industry that is going to help feed the world. That's really quite gratifying.
That means more livestock with Wisconsin roots, like the elite bull Trump, will be feeding people around the world. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.